Raider Nation, every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Final segment of the program this Monday holiday evening. Hope all of you are having a fantastic day and hope you have a fantastic week. I'm Mitch Harper, your BYU insider for KSL Sports. This is Cougar Nation, your weekly check-in on BYU basketball, getting the voice of Cougar Nation onto this program. And tomorrow night, BYU going to be taking on Iowa State. This is a big game. 2-13-3 teams. Iowa State's 2-1 in conference. BYU 1-2. Tip off at 7 at the Marriott Center. Two top 10 teams in the net rankings. So BYU and Iowa State locking horns for the first time in since nearly a decade. I remember that game in 2013. Eric Mika was on that squad. George Niang on Iowa State. It was a tightly contested game, but Iowa State came out on top, and I expect nothing less from that environment tomorrow night in the Marriott Center. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere with BYU fans. I know Ali Khalifa, who had the big game, 17 points against UCF on Saturday. He's very excited for this challenge against Iowa State.
And we're just thirsty. We were ready to play Iowa State already. So it was fun in the locker room after, but we're looking forward to playing on Tuesday.
They're thirsty. They need that other win. They need to protect home court. And that's what makes this game so significant. Not only is Iowa State a type of team that could really boost the resume even more than it already is for BYU, but you got to protect home court in the Big 12. And Iowa State, similar to BYU, had a very light non-conference schedule. I mean, it was far worse by the metrics in the non-conference, far easier, rather, for Iowa State than BYU's non-conference slate. They had some setbacks in the non-conference against Virginia Tech, Texas A&M, in a multi-team event out in the East Coast, and they lost their first Big 12 game on the road at Oklahoma. But the past week, though, Iowa State protected home court at Hilton Coliseum, taking down Houston in a massive snowstorm. It wasn't even sold out. There wasn't students there, and that place was still electric for that game against the Houston Cougars, and they won that one and then took care of business against a very young Oklahoma State team. Some of the noteworthy players to watch for Iowa State include Taman Lipsey, the sophomore guard who really is emerging as one of the best guards, I think, in the Big 12 Conference. 6'1", 200 pounds. He's a hometown kid out of Ames. But then they also have this freshman who heralded recruit, four-star prospect, Milan Momcilovic out of Wisconsin, 6'8", 220 pounds. He hit the game winner against Houston. And mind you, they designed the play call. TJ Otzelberger, the head coach of Iowa State, designed it for Milan to get that play in a clutch situation. So that kind of highlights how they view him. He's got the ceiling to be one of the best players in the conference eventually if he stays around in Ames. He's a really good one. So that's a noteworthy matchup there to see, you know, Milan Momcilovic for against BYU coming up tomorrow night. But Iowa State, you know, fairly similar size to BYU. They don't have as big of height of advantage as UCF did against the Cougars. But this is going to be a game where I feel like BYU has got to take care of the basketball at home. I also want to see BYU's three-point ball fall at a higher clip. Like, just find a way to get a win, sure. But kind of, I want to see what that non-conference edition of BYU looks like in a Big 12 game. I understand you're not going to get that performance every single night in the Big 12. This league's too good to get that sort of results nightly. You'd be the team cutting down the nets in March if you were that consistent and that good every single night in this league. But why not have a night where you knock down 12 three-pointers, you put up 30, but you're hitting them at a high clip and Iowa State doesn't know how to respond? Now, it's going to be a tough task because Iowa State is probably the best defense in college basketball. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I'm going to give them the slight edge because Houston was the best defense and Iowa State took them down. So I'm giving Iowa State a slight edge. If they're not the best, they are one of the best. And they are suffocating to where you got to win games 59-58. And they're okay playing that game, whereas BYU, ideally you're playing games in the high 70s, low 80s, and that's where BYU think feels like they're at their best. BYU's willing to, you know, play in a defensive battle. They did that on Saturday against UCF, but I think the talent and the offensive firepower of Iowa State is a lot more potent, potentially, than UCF. UCF wasn't a good offense. They just weren't. Outside of Jalen Sellers, there wasn't much to write home about for the Knights offensively. Iowa State's a far different animal and a much taller task for BYU. This is definitely a game BYU could lose. And it sounds crazy to say that sort of line because at the Marriott Center, you just always assume BYU is going to be the favorite. They're going to take care of business. But that's, you know, what makes this league so challenging is that even though the history, the greatness of the Marriott Center is so good, you can be had. Now, winning on the road in the Big 12 is one of the tougher things in college basketball. Very few do it. And that's why it was such a big breakthrough for BYU to get that win at UCF. I'm also curious to see tomorrow night how Dallin Hall performs. I thought he had a nice game against UCF. And I'm you know, Dallin's been someone that at times has received recent criticisms from fans. I thought he had a underwhelming performance against Cincinnati, but I thought he showed well against the Knights. And, you know, I want to see Hall take care of the basketball. BYU not, you know, have those turnovers that they've been, you know, dealing with the past few games in the Big 12. Because if they take care of the rock, they're going to be in a position to be in this game. I think it's going to be a close one. I think BYU and Iowa State, it's two similar teams, and they're both teams that have some offensive firepower to them, but with the slight edge going to Iowa State on the defensive side. BYU comes into the game, I think, you know, they've got to have Trevin Nell continuing his outstanding shooting performance that he's experienced in recent games. He's up to 16 made three-pointers through three games in the Big 12. If he continues at that clip, BYU's going to be in a spot to win this game against Iowa State. So it's going to be heard right here on KSL News Radio. Tip-off at 7, pregame at 6. Myself and Matt Biamonte will be inside the Marriott Center tomorrow night with all the coverage on KSLSports.com. So make sure to download the KSL Sports app and check out KSLSports.com. We will have extensive coverage. All these BYU basketball games, it's huge. Like all these Big 12 matchups, we're rolling out the coverage bigger, better than ever because it's a new era in the Big 12 Conference, and that's why we're doing it better than anyone else on KSL Sports and KSL News Radio. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast on wherever your podcast, just search Cougar Nation, and we will talk to you this Saturday on Cougar Sports Saturday from noon to 3, and then next week right here on Cougar Nation on KSL News Radio.